الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. Today بإذن الله تعالى being the number 28th day in the month of Ramadan. Am I right? 28th day in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan started 28 days ago, and just this moment we are counting 28 days of it. It's just like what? A blink of an eye, isn't it? May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for everyone of us. So inshallah Ta'ala want me to remind us, especially with regard to some of the verses we recited during this Salat al-Subi. I know many oftentimes you see imams maybe reciting some of the verses that you are familiar with. It may be that you actually didn't know the meaning of those verses. And that's why it is important for you to always attend a fora, a class, where you'll be studying the deen of al-Islam and where Quran will be explained in detail. The reason behind revelations of Quran, why they review them and the rest. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for you and me and everybody entire. So inshallah, this morning, briefly, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to look at the last verses we read, the last surah we read during the Salat al-Subh, which is what? Al-Qari'ah. وَمَا عَدَرَكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةَ. Isn't it? وَمَا عَدَرَكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةَ. What is Surah Al-Qari'ah? That is the surah. Isn't it? So, مَا عَدَرَكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةَ. Al-Qari'ah, it says, what is Al-Qari'ah? Al-Qari'ah is one of the names of the day of Qiyamah. You know it? One of the names of the day of Qiyamah. Just like the way Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Haqqah, Mal-Haqqah. Or like the Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is saying, with regard to what another name of Qiyamah as well, As-Samma. Or another name of Qiyamah that say, إِلَى السَّمَاءُ الشَّقَّ. You know, Al-Shaqqa is also one of the names of the day of Qiyamah. Just like the way the first surah we recited, the surah, the first verse of it, say, Al-Ghashiyah, Surah Al-Ghashiyah. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ غَاشِيَةٌ. Al-Ghashiyah is what? What is it? It's also name of the Day of Judgment. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala intensified by making it known to us. But here Allah Azza wa Jal frightened us for it by saying, وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةَ. What will make you to know what is Al-Qari'ah? What will make you to know what is the striking calamity? That is the meaning of what Al-Qari'ah. The striking calamity. May Allah Ta'ala save us from that calamity. What will make you to know Al-Qari'ah? Then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala himself explained, يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَرْفَرَاشٍ مَبَثُونَ. It is the day when people will be like what? In the form of dismay. In fear. In form of what? Dismay. It is the day whereon mankind will be like mouth cutted on the surface of the earth. Meaning in their scattering, their dividing, their coming and their going, all they do being bewildered at what is happening to them. They will be like scatter mouth. They will be confused. They don't know what they are inside. ba su san yadda za su yi da rayuwarsu ba. Manka mutane sun za a tashe hankalinsu a barkice. This is like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala statement in another verse where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say ka'annahum jaradun muntashir. It's as if they wear locust spray abroad. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say wa takunu al-jibalu kal-ihni al-manfush. And the mountain will be like the wool, like it's filled up. The mountain will be like wool. You know wool, folks? You know wool? You know wool now? Wool. Do they use wool for animals? Huh? No. Is this the one that is wool? Wool here is referring like, you know, dust. You know dust? Huh? Uh-huh. They will be like that. The mountain will be scattered. It will be break down. You see, there is nothing like a mountain in those areas. Cutted wood that has begun to wear out, fade away, to be torn apart. Kagani? They will be torn apart like nothing happened there. Kal'ihil is like wool. Al-ihil. That is the woolen. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed us about the results received by those who perform the deeds and the honor and disgrace that they will experience based on their deeds. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, فَعَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُ. And then, as for those whom scales are heavy with good deeds, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse, Allah ta'ala said, we shall set up balance of justice on the day of resurrection. Balance of what? Justice on the day of resurrection. The deeds and the statement of Adam offering will be weighed. The statement of Ibn Adam will be weighed by the scale of justice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It was narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there are two words, expressions or sayings, which are dear to the most gracious Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and very easy in the throne to say, but very heavy in the balance, in the scale. Al-kalmatani khafifatani fi lisani. Is that khafifatani fi lisani? Faqilatani fi lmizan habibatani inda rahman. They are beloved to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They are subhanallah, subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim. These two words, they are heavy. They are heavy in the scale. They are beloved to Allah. They are dear to Allah. They are very simple to say them from the tongue. Isn't it? Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah al-azim. So, you see that it's very easy and simple. Glorify is Allah and He is all to be praised. Glorify is Allah, the most great, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So, the deem above Allah ta'ala all those unsuitable things ascribed to Allah, resembling anything whatsoever. And I glorify Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la. Lahu mulk wa lahu alhamd. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Those are the words that if they weigh them on the scale, they will have a very what? Big what? Weight and heavy one on the scale. Then as for him whose balance will be heavy, Allah says, Don't know that what your deeds were heavy in the scale. His good deeds are more than the bad deeds of him. Allah Ta'ala says, he will be in the pleasant life. He will live a pleasant life, meaning where? Meaning where? Paradise. Then she got al-Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَاظِينُهُ. But as for those whom scales are light, just small, little good deeds, the bad deeds were the good deeds of him. As for him, the balance will be light. Meaning his bad deeds are more than his good deeds. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, فَأُمُّهُ حَاوِيَا. فَأُمُّهُ حَاوِيَا. His refuge will be the abyss. Where is that? The abyss is in where? It's in hellfire. His mother will be Hawiya. It has been said that this means that he will be feeling and thumping head first into the fire of hellfire. An expression that his mother has been used to refer to the brain of the mothers of the head. Do you understand me? A statement similar to this has been reported from Ibn Abbas, Ikrimah, Abu Salih, and Qatada. Al-Qatada said, he will fall into the hellfire on his head. He will what? Fall into the hellfire on his head. May Allah Ta'ala save us. Abu Salih made a similar statement when he said, they will fall into the fire on their head. May Allah save us. It is also has been said that it means his mother that he will return to and end up when in the hellfire will be Hawiya, which is the name of the hellfire he will enter. Which is the name of what? The hellfire he will enter. Al-Hawiya is the only called mother because he will have no other place to abode, to live, where will be his destination other than that particular hellfire. May Allah Ta'ala save us. Ibn Zayd said, Al-Hawiya is a fire and it will be his mother and his abode to which he will return. And there he will be settled. Where will he settle? In Hawiya. Those that they are scaled will what? Little and small. May Allah save us. May Allah not make our scales to weigh little. We pray that our scales to be what? Should be heavier. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Then he recited an ayah by saying, وَأُمُّهُ what? What's the next one? Huh? That their abode would what? Their abode will be where? The hellfire. Ibn Abi Hafid said that it has been narrated from Qatada that said, it is the fire and it is the abode. Does Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala say explaining this by saying what? وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. What can make you to know or to understand what is Hawiya? What will make you to understand that? It is a statement of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala again. That says what? Narun hamiya. It is a fire. Intensely hot. That fire is very, very hot. May Allah Ta'ala save the all of us. A fire of hamiya. The other one is what? Hawiya. This one is what again? Hamiya. Meaning extremely hot. It is a heat that is accompanied by a strong flame and fire. May Allah save us. I know many of us have seen flames before. Have you seen flames before? You've seen flames, isn't it? You fought fire and it's flaming and the way it's hot. I believe if there are a lot of fire here, you perceive the excessiveness of the hot, of the hotness. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for me and you. It is narrated from Abu Hurairah that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fire of the children of Adam that you all kindle is one part of the 70 part of the fire of the hellfire. May Allah save us. The fire that we kindle in this dunya, if you divide the fire of hellfire into 70 plates, one of it is what you are using. The one we are using in the whole world. One of it over 70. To tell you how the fire is, the champions, the companions of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, oh Messenger of Allah, isn't it not sufficient? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied them, innaha, is say it is more than each by 69 times. It's more than eight by 69 times. This has been recorded by Bukhari and Muslim. In some of the wording, he says, is more than eight by 69 times, more than the hellfire, more than the fire we are using here. How many times? 69 times. That is to say, you divide it into how many? 70. You take one out of it, it remains how many? 69. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him a lot of wisdom. When he made a statement means a lot of things with hikmah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, brothers and sisters, the fire we are kindling here, one that kaki abinci da shi, the one you are using to cook food, the one that burn houses, the one that you use in doing whatever, is 170 of the hellfire. You can see the mightiness of the hellfire. Where the hellfire, if human being enter it, you don't see him. May Allah Ta'ala save us. You don't what? You don't see him. Is that in nature? Is what? Is that in nature? May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save us. It has been narrated in a hadith that Imam Ahmad recorded from Abu Hurairah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that inna ahwana ahla nar azaban من له نفعلني. That verily the person who will receive the lightest torment of hellfire will be a man who will have two standards. It will be a man who will have two standards that will cause him his brain to be boiling. Who have what? Two standards. A little punishment. This little reason don't cut your brain to be boiling. You know, when you put, you have excessive whatever, you put it, you know how something boils, oh? That you will make your brain to be boiling. That is a little punishment that you receive, that somebody will receive in hellfire. It has been confirmed in the two Sahihain that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the hellfire complains to its Lord and says, what did the hellfire do? What did the hellfire do? It complains to who? His Lord, not to the Prophet, to Allah, and say, oh Allah, my Lord, some part of me devours all the part of me. So Allah Ta'ala permitted it to take two breaths. Because of the hotness that is in the hellfire, the heat,
was too much for the hellfire itself to bear it. The heat was too much, so he complained to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that what? Some part of me devoured other part of me. You know how your body hot, isn't it? You know when you are sick, you see your body too extremely hot. You cannot bear it within yourself. You want Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to give you what? Quick recovery so that you have shifa. So the hotness was too much for who? For hellfire. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala permitted it to take two breaths. One breath in the winter. You know winter? Winter. Yes. One breath in the winter. And there are another one breath in the summer. The most severe cold that you experience in the winter is from the cold of hellfire. May Allah save us. I know maybe you may be wondering. Go to Surah Al-Naba, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala was talking with regard to what? The people of hellfire. What did he say? Where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala was talking with regard to what? Tell me the verse. That verse that Allah ta'ala is talking when you read Surah Al-Naba. Surah Al-Naba. Kasawar Rahman Nibli. Where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, before you come to Fuzuku, فَلَنْ نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا أَغَارًا. Which ayah before it? The ayah says the meaning, which is what? That there was dual there, there is nothing but whatever of paralyzing cold. The cold is paralyzing. Allah made mentions of cold. Something burden, wala what? Burden, wala kizaba. So that burden, it is the paralyzing cold Allah mentioned to tell you that it is the cold Allah is referring to. So the bread that he brought in the winter is when you see extremely what? Cold. And the most severe heat that you experience in the summer is from the heat of hellfire. So how many times did the hellfire breathe in a year? How many times? Two times. One of the heat is what? One of it is cold. Severe cold. You know there are places on earth here during winter. You know winter period is almost experienced almost across the globe. There are places where you go in the winter period where you have -2, -5 degrees. Have you ever witnessed that? You see them cold and ice will be dropping. And in the summer, you see excessive and intensive hot. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. Like the way some people are expressing it in the north. Even during this fasting, if there should be a fatwa telling them that you should drop it, they are fasting, wallahi, they will not hesitate, they will drop it. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. In two Sahihain, it is recorded that he said, when the heat becomes intense, pray that when it cools, to cool down. For indeed, the intense heat is from the breath of hellfire. This is the end of every human being. When you enter hellfire, sorry for you. If you enter Jannah, mashallah. So brothers and sisters, we need to walk hard so that I and you will enter the Jannah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We need to walk hard so that I and you will be among those Allah tabarak wa ta'ala we have mercy on for. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us mercy. May Allah strengthen the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless all of us. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala distance us away from shaitan and shayateen. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala crown our effort with success. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala pour baraka in our lives. Wa subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka. Wa subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.